From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Trump's executive order limiting immigration to the U.S. from seven Muslim-majority countries has led to widespread confusion as refugees, green card holders, students, and workers were detained at American airports Saturday or barred from boarding international flights to the U.S. President Trump spoke about the executive action.
It's not a Muslim ban, but we were totally prepared. It's working out very nicely. You see it at the airports. You see it all over. It's working out very nicely. And we're going to have a very, very strict ban, and we're going to have extreme vetting, which we should have had in this country for many years.
You know, thousands gathered at international airports in the U.S. and elsewhere in protest of Mr. Trump's executive order on immigration. Anya Zent was among protesters at New York's JFK Airport.
I feel like our president is pandering to the mob, and I don't want any part of it, and I'm ashamed to be an American today. And I want to tell immigrants that they're welcome here.
All this said, a U.S. federal judge has issued an emergency order temporarily barring the U.S. from deporting people from nations subject to President Trump's travel ban. President Trump holding talks by telephone with three world leaders today, a day after speaking at length with Russian President Vladimir Putin and four other world leaders. The White House says Mr. Trump will speak with the King of Saudi Arabia, the Crown Prince of the United Arab Emirates, and the acting President of South Korea. During Saturday's call with Putin, the two agreed to cooperate on efforts to defeat the Islamic State group and work together for peace in Syria and throughout the world. This is VOA News.